What's up, everybody? Welcome to Raptorland. I'm your host, Ronio. This is game seven of the season, my game seven snap reaction to the Raptors and Kings game. The Raptors won this game, obviously, because it's the Raptors versus the Kings. Matt and Leo had the call tonight, and apparently Matt won the Broadcaster of the Year award, which I didn't even know he was up for or was a thing, but they announced that during the broadcast, so congratulations to Matt Devlin on winning the award. He's a good Raptor broadcaster and broadcaster in general. I remember when Chuck Swarovski was our announcer, and then all of a sudden we changed to Matt Devlin, and I took me a while to get okay with not having Chuck, because I loved Chuck Swarovski. Shout out to Chuck Swarovski, a true Raptor through and through, no matter what. But Matt's won me over the years, so congrats to Matt Devlin on winning Broadcaster of the Year award. Now, the Kings, the Sacramento Kings, they don't suck anymore. They're actually a decent, fairly decent looking team. De'Aaron Fox looks like a, dare I say, a non-injured John Wall. Like, he's a legitimate, speedy, tall point guard who can now shoot a little bit, and he's their future, and he looks great, and he looks a good kid, he's a good person. So the Kings got their future in good hands, in my opinion. Bogdanović, I don't know if I'm saying it right, is a legit small forward. It's his contract year for him. They're trying to sign him. He's holding out a whole money thing. But he looks like shades of Peja Stojakovic, dare I say. I know I'm reaching with these comparisons, but the Kings look like they're trying to rebuild their old glory days team with some new age people. And it's not, they're doing a decent job. He's a sniper. Bogdanović is a sniper. So the game was pretty competitive back and forth, but we ended up edging them out overall in the end. The game came down to a one possession game at the end. Harrison Barnes held the ball for like a million seconds, and just the clock went down like an idiot, like a young team would. They panicked under pressure, and we ended up winning the game, squeezed it out, but it shouldn't have been as close as it was. But the Kings are honestly a decent like team now. They're not just like, we can't just say it's going to be easy. Like, we only won 124-120. It was a one possession game late. So we got away with that game, and we should be happy. But I'm not really a Kings fan, but I'm happy to see that they're finally kind of pulling out of their eternal dysfunctional funk. So shout out to the Kings. But on the Raptors side of things, OG had, a solid game. He had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists, which is the key thing, 5 assists. Rock solid defense all throughout the game. Starting to score a lot more, looking more confident, looking to score, and I like it a lot. So OG continues to grow at a pretty steady pace. Pascal only had one foul this game after Nick Nurse called him out this morning, or was it yesterday, last night, about him playing literally stupid, quote unquote, and making quote unquote stupid fouls, and he needs to quote unquote knock it off. And the next game, Pascal only had one foul. He played amazing. Classic Pascal game, just growing. He finished with 23 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists, and 1 foul. So our growing superstar continues to grow steadily and hold it down. This was a good game for Pascal. I'm happy to see him nip that foul thing in the bud, because I was starting to worry about it. I really, really was. I'm like, oh God, are we going to have a superstar that's always going to be in foul trouble, and we got to like cater to that all the time? That's so annoying. That used to be like Rasheed Wallace back in the day. Not that they're anything the same type of player, but he'd always be in foul trouble with the refs, or something would be going on. He'd get taken out of the game in big games when he used to play with Portland or pretty much any team he played with. So I just hope that didn't happen to Pascal, and obviously it doesn't look like it's going to. So that's good. Matt Thomas, again, got into the game. And Matt Thomas, I keep saying, is one of my favorite Raptors. He comes into the game, and he hits open shots every single time he has come into the game. He is a deadly sniper. He hit both his threes. He was 2 or 3 from three, finished with 8 points. He played 11 minutes, and he played his heart out on defense. He's not the greatest defender, but you can tell Matt Thomas is trying with everything that he has when he is out there on D, not to look stupid, to stay within the schemes, to keep a man in front of him. I like what I see from Matt Thomas. He's going to grow too. I really think he's going to be a sleeper pickup for us in the long run. I really do. What else happened? Search party is still out for Rondé Hollis Jefferson and Stanley Johnson. These two cannot crack the rotation. I swear if they were the two last basketball players on earth for the Toronto Raptors. I do not know why they don't get in the game. I trust Nick Nurse because I know Nick Nurse. And if Nick doesn't think they should play, they shouldn't play. And I am not questioning it further than that. But it's kind of funny that they just can't get into the game at all. Nick Nurse's 8-man rotation kind of freaks me out though, because an 8-man rotation is what you have in the last like 10 games of the season when you're trying to figure out who your main guys are going to be for the playoffs. It's not at the beginning, game 7 of the season, you have an 8-man rotation, you're only playing 8 guys. We have like 16 players on the team and we're only playing 8. Like, we're going to burn our core out really, really, really fast if we continue with this 8-man rotation. So Stanley and Rondé Hollis Jefferson, Chris Boucher, who else? I don't even know who else. Norm, they got to get it. They got to figure it out because we cannot continue doing 8-man rotation. Now let's get to Kyle Lowry. Kyle looks as good as he ever has in his entire career, the first 7 games of this season. He does not look like he's coming off of wrist surgery. He looks like he's in shape. He looks focused. He is our leader, our heart, our soul. I love everything Kyle's doing. He finished with 24 points, 2 assists, or 2 rebounds, 7 assists, but he played 40 minutes, guys. 40 minutes. If we continue to play Kyle 40 minutes for the rest of the season, something is bound to happen and we are going to be screwed, because without Kyle, we are nothing. So I don't know what we're going to do, but we cannot, even though he's playing really, really, really well, he is. Kyle is like legit top 5 point guard right now, 7 games into the season. I know it's a little bit early, but he's playing top 5 point guard like type numbers. But we're going to run him into the ground if we keep playing him 40 minutes. So hopefully Nick obviously knows that and that changes, because it really, really scares me. Marc Gasol played a decent game. He had 12 points, 4 rebounds. He still just does not look like he fits to me. I think he's more of a playoff player. This is my first time seeing Marc Gasol for a full season, so I don't know if he's a slow starter or what it is about him, but I don't know. He just doesn't look like he fits in right now. But again, like I always say every snap reaction, I'm not worried about Marc Gasol. He's a champion. But who I am worried about is Norman Powell. Norm still looks lost, still looks like he doesn't have a role on our team. He finished with 6 points, 2 rebounds. He was 2 of 6, a complete non-factor. Norm's had a weird career. Being drafted in the second round, coming to a winning team when he came, he's had playoff moments. He sat down in the playoffs. He's had times when he hasn't played at all. He's had times when he's been our biggest star. Like, Norm is the weirdest career I've seen as a Raptor fan in a long time. I don't know where he fits in this year. I don't even know where he fits in at all. I just want him to be happy, whether it's with us or we trade him to another team in a package. I don't know, but Norm just does not seem to fit. Norm and Marc Gasol don't seem to fit right now. I don't know what's going on with them. It's just the beginning of the season. No time to press the panic button, but those are just the things that I notice with the Raptors and especially in this game too. They were just out of sorts while everybody was kind of in sync. But the Kings don't suck anymore. They're probably a player or two away from making some noise, which is crazy to say because they're the Kings and they've always been a mess as far as I can remember. But they made it a close game. We outsmarted them in the end, as we always do. And we came out with the victory, like I already said, 124-120, and won the game. And we'll take that win. The Kings get the moral victory, but we get the real victory, and that's all I care about. What else happened? Nick Nurse is 0-6 now in coaches' challenges. I don't know why he keeps challenging these calls. He is just starting to look stupid because he's never won one. So he just looks dumb. But I love Nick for trying anyway, because he's always mad. He's always working the refs. Nick's a good coach. So now that we bagged that win, it's off to the West Coast. Our first West Coast road trip of the season. West Coast trips always reveal a little bit more about the team, because the West is way harder and there's going to be a lot more things that go wrong, and we'll see how we handle it on the road. I think we're going to have to play a little bit more than eight people, so I think we might see Hollis Jefferson or Stanley Johnson finally, because there's no way Nick can only play eight players for that road trip. I just don't see that happening. So that was my snap reaction for Game 7, Raptors versus Kings. We won the game. And our next game, like I said, we are going west, and we will be facing the Pelicans, another up-and-coming team that used to be shit that is now not so shit. So it's not just a mail-in win. Like, we got to fight. They got Lonzo Ball and Ingram, and Zion's not playing, but they got a decent team, so we're going to have to fight. So I'll see you guys, or not see you, but you guys will hear me in my snap reaction game 8 of the season, Pelicans, Raptors at Pelicans. Sorry, I'm making a lot of mistakes in this pod, but I'm doing it like Jay-Z and no editing for this one because I got to do it quickly because I'm going out later. But I made it a promise to myself that I will always put out a snap reaction no matter what's happening in my life. So excuse the kind of stuttering and non-edited moments, but I just wanted to get this out for you guys. So yeah, see you guys soon. Raptors, when they play the Pelicans, I believe in a couple of days. Follow me on all platforms. I am Ronio. That's IAMRONEO on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter. Follow me. Say anything you want to me. Let's talk. Thank you for listening to Raptorland, and we will talk soon. Enjoy the win, guys.